Golden retrievers are consistently one of the most popular dog breeds in the U.S. In Turkey, though, goldens are filling up animal shelters. So a group of volunteers has been working to bring these unwanted purebreds to the U.S. Alexandra Locke caught up with some of the travelers on their last day in Istanbul.
It's almost 6,000 miles from Istanbul to Atlanta. It's going to be a long flight, and the passengers need to stretch their legs. All four legs. This is not the departures terminal. We're in the Ataturk Airport cargo hall, a vast, echoey hangar full of forklifts, packages, and 18 empty dog crates. They're slowly being filled by golden retrievers of every possible hue, from pearly white to burnished bronze. The dogs seem a little overwhelmed by the airport, but they're cooperating.
Clara is going in a big crate because she's fat. We have an obese Clara. She's going in a suite.
That's Edna. She asked to only use her first name. For 2 years, she and her fellow volunteers have been coaxing these dogs into crates to go to America. Right now, they're doing it for the thousandth time, with a light golden named Atlanta. She was found as a 9-month-old puppy outside Istanbul in May, but she's close to full size now.
Atlanta and her sister Phoenix were found in the Çatalca forests, abandoned most probably by breeders.
Everyone wants a picture before they leave. Atlanta is named for her new home, the first American city to take in goldens from Turkey.
An American notified us and said there are beautiful purebred goldens in shelters over here.
That's Lauren Jenkinger. She's the founder of Adopt-A-Golden Atlanta.
And we couldn't believe it. And we had found that these are goldens that have lived in outdoor shelters for 5 to 7 years of their life.
As she knows well, the golden retriever puppy is basically the cutest thing in the world. In Turkey, they're kind of a status symbol, and they make trendy presents. But people don't realize quite how much love, attention, and fur they're signing up for. That's how these dogs end up in Turkish shelters. Adoption is not a big thing here, so they're not likely to find a home in Turkey. The U.S., that's another story.
There's 95 rescues in the country. Every one of us have waiting lists for adoptions for a golden retriever. And so we believe that if we have people waiting to adopt them, then why not give them wonderful homes in America?
The volunteers have airlifted goldens to 15 states and Canada, and there's plenty more where they came from. By some estimates, Istanbul is home to 100,000 stray dogs. Edna says the goldens in particular have it hard on the streets.
Because they are calm, they don't know how to fight for their food. And when big dogs approach the food, the golden retrievers run away.
With Atlanta and her fellow travelers fed, watered, and loaded away, the Turkish volunteers say goodbye, while the dogs start their screening procedures to fly. The next evening, Lauren and her team are there to greet them in Atlanta.
Okay, this is the 1,000th off. She's going to have to go to the bathroom.
She's coming out,
Chris.
Welcome to America, baby.
Now, you might be thinking, it feels a little strange to roll out the welcome mat for non-human immigrants when Turkey alone is hosting 3 million Syrian refugees. And it's not lost on the Turkish volunteers just how lucky these dogs are. One of them told me, it's a little funny that if I were the one applying for a U.S. visa, I might not get it. But the way Edna and Lauren see it, none of that means these dogs shouldn't have a better life.
I don't even think that dogs and humans are different, but I have chosen to help dogs. We get this question all the time. Say,
Edna says she turns the question around.
So what do you do about Syrians? Oh, I don't have time, I don't have money. So I say, I'm sorry, but I help dogs. It's my choice.
And it's not cheap. Lauren points out this all-volunteer enterprise easily costs $2,000 to $3,000 per dog, along with a headache of paperwork.
They do have their passports. They're healthy, and we are following all the laws. So they are legal immigrants.
With all the screenings the dogs go through once they arrive, it can take 7 months before they're in a permanent home. And it's not just the physical checks. There's some cross-cultural training to do as well.
We say they're bilingual. They've taught us all of the basic commands for training dogs, such as sit is otur, gel is come, toop is ball, They don't seem to know that. I don't know if they have a lot of tennis balls over there.
Despite the language barrier, Lauren says most of the Goldens adapt easily to their new homes. The dogs don't know they've crossed half the world to get there. For The World, Alexandra Locke, Istanbul.